I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Ukrainian officials said Tuesday that Ukraine and the U.S. have agreed on the framework for an economic deal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Three senior Ukrainian officials say Kyiv and Washington have agreed on the outlines of a broad economic deal. The deal would include exploitation of Ukraine's rare earth minerals. One official says the hope is signing the deal would ensure U.S. military aid keeps flowing. President Trump has said he wants access to the minerals, which include lithium and titanium. China is the world's biggest rare earth element producer, and the U.S. and Europe have been trying to reduce dependence on Beijing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge on Tuesday gave the Trump administration less than 2 days to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The judge says the administration has given no sign of complying with his nearly two-week-old court order to ease its funding freeze. The nonprofits involved in the lawsuit say that the administration has stiffed them on billions of dollars in money already owed. The cutoff followed an executive order by President Donald Trump targeting what he says are wasteful programs that do not correspond to his foreign policy goals. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge in Seattle has blocked President Trump's effort to halt the nation's refugee admission system. The ruling came Tuesday in a lawsuit brought by major refugee aid groups who argued that Trump's executive order suspending the federal refugee resettlement program ran afoul of the system Congress created for moving refugees into the U.S. This is VOA News. Some U.S. states are welcoming recently laid off federal workers to apply for local jobs. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
The federal government might say you're fired, but here in New York, we say you're hired. In fact, we love federal workers. Whatever your skills, we value public service.
Hochul did not make clear if federal workers would get a leg up, but Hawaii says it has an expedited hiring process, fast-tracking qualified candidates laid off from federal jobs or cut because of a loss of federal funding. And New Mexico says it has a dedicated resource page to connect federal workers who lost their jobs with immediate opportunities. I'm Julie Walker.
As the Trump administration seeks to slash government spending, many American farmers are facing a financial crunch, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Some programs and grants that farmers depend on have been halted as a result of the president's federal funding freeze ahead of an important spring thaw.
For farmers to be told, we're not sure if we're going to have that program or we're not sure if we're going to be able to pay on this grant, is devastating. You know, like a lot of these programs work as upfront money.
Milo Petrucciello is a policy director at the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association. He and others told Reuters at a recent organic farming conference in Wisconsin that farmers are feeling the pressure amid Trump's government overhaul. One Wisconsin-based nonprofit focused on investing in farmers, which had been awarded a federal grant supporting small farms, was recently told that the grant was suddenly terminated. Sadie Willis is the nonprofit's network coordinator.
We've already heard from some of our farmer committee members that they're now going to have to seek off-farm jobs in order to support themselves, which is really unfortunate because it's a direct impact that we can draw back to the funding having been cut from us that we can now no longer pass on to them.
Organic farmers and organizations are expected to meet with legislators on March 4th to push for more supportive policies.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The Vatican says that Pope Francis remains in critical but stable condition. Vatican officials say that his blood tests are stable as he battles double pneumonia while continuing to work from the hospital. The Vatican's evening update said the 88-year-old Pope underwent a follow-up CAT scan on Tuesday evening to check the lung infection. Doctors said he hadn't had any further respiratory crises and that his prognosis remained guarded. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.